Needless to say, there are times when these brass players hit some high notes. Maynard Ferguson sure hits his share. All right, let's take a look at this habit that we can form of growing into a life of excellence. Now, I'm going to start someplace where you probably would not expect me to start, but I'm going to start here for a reason. I want us to kind of set the stage, if you will, for what it can be like to really, really be on top of our game. And I'm going to start at a place where the focus is the female, the wife, but think about how this can apply across the board. It can apply to the wife or the husband. The concept, just the general concept. All right. So let's take a look at this woman who is really just an outstanding woman. This lady's just sharp. She is on top of her life. I mean, this lady is outstanding, truly outstanding. She's handling her business. And you get the impression that it's not just what she's doing outwardly. It's not just the activities, the business that she's involved in. It also has to do with her inner woman and how her inner woman just seems to be such a majestic person, such a noble person, such a virtuous person. In fact, that's where we're going to come from. Proverbs 31, which talks about a virtuous woman. And remember, this one is not from Solomon. At the very beginning, it tells us that this particular proverb comes from King Lemuel. But this is what's so significant about this too. Although King Lemuel is the one who had this proverb recorded, who had these sayings recorded, he indicated that this is actually something that his mother taught him. So listen to this. Verse 2. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings to drink wine, nor for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the law decrees and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Now, that's how this particular proverb starts. Information that King Lemuel had gleaned from his mother when she was teaching him. She went on to teach him this, something that so many of us are so familiar with. Proverbs, sayings, writings concerning the wife of noble character. Verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. I know a lot of people really zero in on that second line. She is worth far more than rubies. Do you know why rubies was mentioned? Because rubies are rare. You don't find them everywhere. And so King Lemuel's mother was continuing in that second line of the 10th verse a thought that she began in the first line of the 10th verse. That first line being a question. A wife of noble character, who can find? King Lemuel's mother was conveying to King Lemuel that it is not every day that a man who's looking for a wife defines one of noble character. Now, I said that this focus of this proverb is on the woman, the wife, but that it also can apply to the husband, the husband. It can apply to both. I'll tell you what, I want us to look into this because we're talking about growing into a life of excellence. And of course, one of the questions that I'd like for us to be asking is, of all of us who have ever been married, all of us who may be married now, who among us started out perfect? Maybe with some great qualities, some great traits, but had no room for growth. Let's continue this discussion next week. And in the meantime, be thinking about that. Husbands, wives, those of you who are planning to be married at some point in the future, be taking a look at where you are as a potential spouse, as an active spouse right now, an actual spouse, seeing what kind of growth can help you grow into a life of excellence, even as we pursue this discussion. See how you can let your thoughts about it now help put you in a better position to let some of life's best moments come through you and have a great impact on your spouse. Till next time.